Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep by Patricia H. Rushford, narrated by Christine McMurdo Wallace. This work is copyrighted 1997 by Patricia H. Rushford. This recording is copyrighted 2000 by Recorded Books. After 10 years of widowhood, Helen Bradley is in the prime of her life. But a phone call from Irene Kincaid, the wife of the prominent and recently deceased Dr. Paul Kincaid, interrupts Helen's leisurely pace. And when Irene herself dies of a gunshot wound, Helen is convinced that dangerous secrets are lurking in Kincaid Laboratories, and she is determined to get at the truth at any cost. And now, Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep.
Chapter 1. The phone rang for the 15th time that morning. Helen Bradley was beginning to wish Alexander Graham Bell had pursued another vocation. Honeymoon cruising in the Caribbean. She typed the title for her latest article on her laptop computer, determined to let the answering machine pick up the call. If her husband could ignore the phone, so could she. Helen gave in on the third ring and reached for the offending mechanism. After all, it might be an editor, or family, or Uncle Sam with another assignment. Hello?
Mrs. Bradley?
The woman sounded as though she'd been running.
I need your help. My husband has been murdered.
Helen sat up in her chair. Who is this?
Irene.
Irene? Helen repeated, taking into account the Asian accent.
Yes, please, you must help me.
A dozen thoughts flittered through Helen's mind. The woman sounded sane enough, but why are you calling me?
I understand you are a good investigator, and I might be able to hire you.
Though Helen had once been a police officer and did take the occasional case, she didn't consider herself a private investigator, nor was she licensed as one. And she certainly didn't advertise. Who gave you my name and number?
I cannot speak now. Meet me tonight at midnight at the north end of Waterfront Park.
Midnight? I don't think...
At the Japanese-American Historical Plaza. Do you know where that is?
Yes, of course, but... Helen's protest was met by a click, then a steady dial tone. For several long minutes, she stared out the window at the clear Oregon sky. Logic told her to ignore the call. Her softer side wouldn't let her. Helen knew all too well how it felt to lose a husband. Even though she'd recently remarried, her own heart still bore the wounds of her first husband's death. 11 years ago, the State Department had sent Ian McGrady to Lebanon on a top-secret mission. Helen had never learned the details. Only that he'd been killed in a terrorist bombing. Thoughts of Ian's death triggered an onslaught of feelings she'd been trying to suppress since the previous night, when J.B., her husband of 6 weeks, had gotten a phone call from the Pentagon pressing him into service. J.B. had taken a leave of absence from his post with the FBI, and a ticket to Washington, D.C. was waiting for him at the Portland airport. On one hand, Helen didn't want him to go. On the other, she wished she were going with him. Her concentration shattered. Helen turned off her laptop and padded into the bedroom to watch her husband pack. J.B.'s sky-blue gaze met hers as she entered. It was a look she hadn't seen before, one filled with doubt, remorse, sadness. Though they'd only been married a short time, they'd been friends for over 30 years. She'd said goodbye to him 100 times, but this time seemed different. Couldn't you have said no? Helen sank onto the down comforter on J.B.'s queen-sized bed. Well, actually, it was her bed, too. She just hadn't gotten the his, mine, and ours thing down yet. Her home sat on a ledge overlooking the Oregon coast near Lincoln City. It would be their permanent home when J.B. retired from his post with the FBI. If he retired. J.B. lived in a townhouse on Portland's waterfront, which was where they'd been staying for the past 3 days. You know better.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?